Yevamos per gimel mishnah beis. Haisa achas mein asura la echad iser erva. What if in the same case where you had four brothers, two of them were married, two sisters. The two brothers died, and they left these two women, let's say Rachel and Leah, they left them to their two remaining brothers, Levi and Yehuda. However, let's focus on Yehuda. Let's say to Yehuda, one of these two sisters was his mother-in-law, so he can't do Yibum to his mother-in-law. She's an Aser Iser Erva. The Mishnah tells us, Aser Ba Umutar Ba Chosa. So he's obviously Aser to his mother-in-law, but here he's allowed to marry her sister, the other woman. Why? Because this is not Achos Skukaso, because he was never Zakuk to his mother-in-law. So it's not the sister of his quote-unquote wife, the one that he's zakuk to. So he's allowed to marry the other woman. Vasheni, aser b'shtehen. But the second brother is aser to marry both of these women, because both of them are achos skukoso to the other one. Iser mitzvah, v'iser kedusha. What if the iser is not an iser arayas? Rather, it's just another iser. Like iser mitzvah is the shnius midivrei sofrim, like the person's grandmother, or iser kedusha, like a almana for a kohen gadol, or a grusha, divorcee, to a regular kohen. So in this case, choletzes, he has to do chalitza to both of them, like the first law explains, v'lo misya bemes, but he does not do yibum. He does need to do chalitza to both of them, even the one that was an iser kedusha and iser mitzvah, because really, midiraisa, he should do yibum to both of them, and it is achos skukoso. And he obviously also has to do chalitza to allow her to go and marry somebody else, because really, midiraisa, don't just do nothing, because midiraisa, we don't want to be mater yevama l'shuk, that she should be able to go and marry someone in the marketplace when somebody has a zika yibum to her. Therefore, this guy would do chalitza, but not yibum, because it's still achos skukasa.